Hey, Larry. Dig that chick.
Huh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade?
Wow.
He's groovy. All spades are groovy.
Dig that chick. She's groovy.
Yeah, she's groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy. Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forgot it! Oh, I knew I should.
Cool it, lady. Don't get uptight.
Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back seat.
Starting hysterical.
Out of sight. Call her into Dr. Benway.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. One little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
I love the flower girl.
Well, she
It's this flower generation which I find so fascinating. Keeps my new imagination running wild.
Head out to the festival. Leaving this corporate world behind. Gonna dance while the moon is full. Got my jar of jellies and some smoke to fill the air. Now all I need is a little hippie girl with lots of hair. Fuzzy little hippie girl, I love you. Fuzzy little hippie girl, I need you. Fuzzy little hippie girl, won't you come spend with me? Fuzzy little hippie girl, dance with me. Fuzzy little hippie girl, stay with me. Fuzzy little hippie girl, you are my world. Bongos in my tent for the drum circle after the show. I brought an extra cooler, cause running out of beer's a no-no. To play and count the stars and roll around in each other's arms. Oh, fuzzy little hippie girl, please share with me your charms. Fuzzy little hippie girl, I love you. Fuzzy little hippie girl, I need you. Fuzzy little hippie girl, won't you come and roll with me? Fuzzy little hippie girl, dance with me. Fuzzy little hippie girl, stay with me. Fuzzy little hippie girl, you are my world.
Happiness for everyone. Do-do-wop-do, do-do-wop-do, do-do-wop-do. just me today. Let's do the hippie dance. Let's get our trance. Don't you be so shy. Come on and let's get high. Hey, take off the shirt. Roll around in the dirt. Do the hippie dance. Yeah, let's get a trance.
Hippies used to have a saying that went, if you remember the 60s, guess what? You wasn't really there.
Bell-bottom Levi's, love beads and tie-dyes, those were the good old days.
Drives a psychedelic power rated VW bus. Women curtains made out of bed sheets. Baby moon hubcaps, eight-track stereo. The old hippie smoked sensibilia from a pipe that he's had since Woodstock. And they dreamed a lot about the days of old. Back in 68, when he was 17, he went to L.A., California. Sunset Strip, where he did that hippie thing. He was a barefooted, long-haired flower child, wearing tie-dye shirts, love beads, bell-bottoms, John Lennon glasses. Man, he was right in style. Back then, he sings along where Hendrix kisses the sky. His deja vu as he strikes a match on the zipper of his old bell-bottom pants. He remembers the first time he got high in a dark little two-room crash pad one night at Newport Beach. The smell of strawberry incense filled the air. Come back down. He turned Chinese. Oh,
tie-dyes. He still got his long hair. He looks like he did back in 65. The young people all point and stare when they see the old stone hippie man. His long hair and beard now silver gray. The older people, they get paranoid when he flashes them the peace sign. They just turn their heads and look away. On the side of the road, sets a beat up your bus. Purple haze playing on the stereo. And that familiar smell of Mary Jane. The old psychedelic flower painted microbus broken down on the road again. Stranded out there on Highway 71 in the freezing rain.
Real creep to make it stand all right. The hippies killed the poker stars with long hair. Alright, we're gonna play some polka music, and we're gonna play some hippie music, and we want you to decide what you like better. So if you hear something you like, you say yeah. What if you hear something you do not like? You say boo. That's right, you are the judge, you are the jury, you are the decider of the fate of music in a 21st century.
Let's play. Well, man, how are you, man? Hey, come on in. Hey, man, it's all groovy here. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap for another week. And for the record, this is show number 501. We passed the big 500. Safely, I might add. Tonight, we salute the hippies. I was a hippie. A lot of you were. A lot of you should have been. It was a good experiment. It had a lot of things built in against it, that, such as, you know, authoritarian angst, probably the biggest. But, of course, money came in and ruined it completely. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There wasn't enough money in it for me, and that ruined it for me. Okay? We started, of course, with the Firesign Theater. You've met them before. And we heard from the Cowsills from 1967, The Rain, The Park, and other things, The Flower Girl. There were 8 Cowsills, and I believe 5 of them are gone now. Some of them died in strange ways. One of them washed up in New Orleans after Katrina. Chubby Checker, she's a hippie. The hippie girl was Electro Buddha from around 2006 or so. He's out there doing stuff now. He's got his own pages, etc., etc. I kind of like that. Flower Generation was The Fringe from 1967. They came all the way here from Canada. The Fuzzy Little Hippie Girl was good old Smiling Joe, old Smiling Joe Smith from around 2004. I believe he passed on, but I can't be sure because there was no information. Let's Do the Hippie Dance was the Juke Joint Pimps. Great shit from 2013. I like that a whole lot. The Old Hippie was Bobby G. Not so sure what that was all about, but it involved memory, I think. I can't remember what it was about now. Let's see. The Hippies killed the Polka Stars, according to the Polkaholics. I think Polka died its own death, but it's still alive. So what are we talking about here? And then, of course, San Francisco, Wear Those Silly Flowers in Your Hair from the Mamas and Papas. I did not know that that was written by John Phillips. And that comes back to 66. I can't remember if they had that before Barry McGuire or not, because I would have known. But I don't. Anyway, if you remember all this stuff, you know, you're probably happily revisiting it in your mind. Well, snap out of it. This is not what it's about. We got Donald Trump in the White House now. You think Nixon was bad? Let's go, kids. Anyway, got some nice ones here coming up for you. I really wasn't sure I had enough hippie songs until I looked it up. I looked up hippie song, and there was at least 20 of them that are just called hippie song. Not tonight.
Straight hair and dangling earrings and faded blue jeans. I'd go to concerts, burn incense, join Amnesty. And every chance I got, I'd be out there again. I would march for peace. I thought the hippies stopped the Vietnam War. They had the nerve to ask what the fighting was for. Millions marched on governments. They all sang, blowing in the wind. And the press was there and heard the truth. War was wrong and must be stopped and named in song. And so I thought it could never happen again. When I was very young, I wanted to be a hippie. I'd have lots of boyfriends, live downtown, study ESP. Work in a bookstore, wear tight t-shirts and drink green tea. And every chance I got, I'd be out there again. I would march for peace. I thought the hippies stopped the Vietnam War. They had the nerve to ask what the fighting was for. Millions marched on governments. They all sang, blowing in the wind. And the press was there and heard the truth. War was wrong and must be stopped and named in song. And so I thought it could never happen again. One day somehow when I was very young, I thought the world laid down their guns. I figured those hippies all grew up and taught the kids about peace and love. And the mother said, thou shalt not hate. The father said, thou shalt not rape. Everyone said, hey, aren't you glad we all grew up to be hippies? I thought the hippies stopped the Vietnam War. They had the nerve to ask what the fighting was for. Millions perched on governments. They all sang, blowing in the wind, and the press was there and heard the truth. War was wrong and must be stopped and named in song, and so I thought could never happen again. Yeah, the press is there, they see the truth. War is wrong and must be stopped and named in song, and so I thought could never happen again. It could never happen again. It could never happen again.
Hey, Paul, where are you going with that flower in your hand? Hey, Paul, where are you going with that flower in your hand? Well, I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? I'm going to the Love End to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. Yes, I'm going to the Love End to sit and play my bongos in the dirt.
What's a girl like you doing in a place like this? I'm from a rock and roll band. I think we should. Is the song over?
Well, there's a mushroom farm that sits real close to my favorite watering hole. And I can take the smell that comes from the stuff that makes them damn things grow. But I refuse to deal with and hate to accept some ratty-haired bebop twit who dances by me and smells like he's been taking baths in it. How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar and get him off the dance floor and back into his car and eject some tippy-toeing Tinkerbell without a big hubbub? I do three Hank Williams and two Johnny Cash and one Ernest Tubb. Well, country folk have always been different from city folks, you see. But times have changed, and country is what that hippie boy wants to be. So he traded in his sandals for a pair of Kmart boots. And when he danced to Jambalaya, well, Lordy, don't he look cute? How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar? And get him off the dance floor and back into his car. And eject some tippy-toe and Tinkerbell without a big hubbub. Do three Hank Williams, two Johnny Cash, and one Ernest Tubb. How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar? Get him off the dance floor and back into his car. Get rid of that tippy toe and Tinker Bell before the rednecks start to kill. Do three Hank Williams, two Johnny Cash, and a little Bob Will. There he goes.
I was raised on the banks of that mighty Tennessee. My family had their music, they passed it down to me. Ricky Skaggs and Bill Monroe, I'm a hell of a Jack and Span. I never heard Pickett Timmons when he started kicking with the J. Garcia band. Old I'm a redneck hippie, just a little bit chippy. Still love good old country beat, and even though I got sandals on my feet, glory slide high. I will love my cowboy boots. Everything I have I owe to my good old southern roots. People shy away, they'll think I'm messing wrong. I know my views are strange and my hair isn't used to be long. I still have my morals, though I've been the right. Well, I sing my songs for my bong and I ain't afraid to fight. Old I'm a redneck hippie, just a little bit chippy. Still appreciate those stars above, but I live with all that peace and love. Still a Leonard Skinner, Willie's still the best. I say we ought to just kill old mom and let God sort out the rest. He left, I didn't say it for a show. Family, little hippie chick, we got a sheep to go. Headed for the mountains, we made a perfect fit. I left that other bitch in a city ditch, cause I was fed up with her shit. Old I'm a redneck hippie, just a little bit chippy. Still love a good old country beat, and even though I got sandals on my feet, glory flying high. I still love my cowboy boots. Everything I have I owe to my good old southern roots. Yeah, the rednecks and the hippies all need to unite. Let the hippies grow that Mary Jane, let the rednecks take the fight.
Hey!
Yeah! That shit's funny stuff, I don't care who you are.
Got tired of taking orders from the ding-a-ling. Decided it was time for me to do my thing. And my hair grew long and I quit my job. Grew a great big beard and I looked like a slob. Ooh.
Well, I live in the forest with the birds and the bugs. I got my kick without a psychedelic drug. I play my guitar in my old mouth harp. I fish in the river catching catfish and carp. Now, I don't really care what people think about me. I'm a natural born rebel from Mississippi. But all my ribbons don't bother me, man. I'm a Mississippi hippie just a living off the land. I ain't involved in problems of morals and race. As long as I can stay in this peaceful place, let other people protest the war to stop while I plant my seeds and raise me a crop. If people leave me alone and don't cross my path, then I'll never raise my hand in wrath. Why should I leave this land of milk and honey when it feeds me and shelters me and I don't need money? I'm a natural born rebel from Mississippi, but all my rebels don't bother me, man. I'm a Mississippi hippie just a living off the land. I'm a Mississippi hippie, you can bet you'll sweep at me. I'm an M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I hippie. I'm a Mississippi hippie. Whoa, you can bet your sweet hippie. I'm a Mississippi hippie.
Some folks say my looks need some improvement. Some say I ought to run, hide my head. I'm the leader of a student freedom movement, and I'm lucky to be alive instead of dead. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though my folks have had to change the name. And my sister claims that she don't even know me. I can't understand why they all feel so ashamed. Well, my hair is 3 feet long and it's a kind of wavy. In another year it'll probably reach the ground. My father's mad 'cause I won't join the Navy. And Robert Shelton follows me around. Yes, I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi. But when I talk about how all men should be free, the old men who gathered down at the courthouse, you swear words, spit tobacco juice on me. Well, I don't make a party out of loving, and the reason's very simple, you can see. I don't get any kind of loving, 'cause no girl in this town will go with me. But I'm proud to be a hippie from Mississippi, even though it's kinda rough in this old town. And to make sure I don't get tarred and feathered, tomorrow I'll be San Francisco bound.
We got some.
Hey, you got it on.
Sometimes we take a trip on LSD.
Whoa, yeah.
Always burn our draft cards down on Bank Street.
You bet. Yeah, baby.
'Cause we don't believe in fighting to be free.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes we make a party out of loving. But we like a pretty woman in a fancy car. We even let our hair grow long and shaggy. But we just like the hippies out in San Francisco. Some people laugh at the lamps in a Roman sandal.
Some people laugh, let them laugh.
Let them laugh, we feel we have the right.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn right. Marijuana's what we smoke in the daytime. LSD when we go to bed at night.
Hey, I'm proud to be a hippie.
Mississippi, there's no place to swear here at all.
No.
I've never seen the flags wave on the courthouse. But I tell you, friend, every night I have a ball.
Every night I have a ball.
Sometimes my jaw is even pushing.
Hey, look, man, you get the bread, I get the stuff.
I even take some orders by the phone.
Hey, I want you to go.
We got LSD and marijuana. We got most any other thing that turns you on.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Some people laugh at the beach and the Roman sandals.
Let them laugh, we always laugh.
But let them laugh. Marijuana's what we smoke in the daytime. LSD when we go to bed at night.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, I'm proud to be a hippie.
Proud to be
from Mississippi.
From Mississippi.
There's no place for squares here at all.
No.
Well, I've never seen the flags wave on the courthouse.
On the courthouse.
But I tell you, friend, every night I have a ball.
Every night I have a ball.
Hey, I tell you, friend, every night I have a ball.
Oh, every night I have a ball.
Hey, I tell you, friend, every night I have a ball.
Every night I have a ball.
Mississippi shack, about 5 miles from Chicago. be in Muskogee. I keep turning on to do my thing. I'll smoke a lot of corn silk back of the courthouse, and I use a joint of grapevine to blow my brain. I'm the only cat who shows up at our love ends. Oh, but holding hands with myself ain't my bag. And the local yokels keep giving me a crew cut. And you can't get acid rock from country bands. They don't dig my clothes, my beads or sandals. They don't dig the flowers in my hair. And their idea of a full-fledged riot is the grease pig contest at the county fair. Oh, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. With all these wells here on by lightning, it ain't no fun against the storm. In Muskogee, yeah, I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. All these well hair on, drinking up all at my life. It just ain't no fun getting stoned alone. Well, I'll tell you what I think. I'm gonna head for the coast. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm tired of being the only hippie in Muskogee.
Talked to a feller the other day. He said he was on his way. He's going down to Hippieville. All he needs is a joint and a pill. Save a little money here and there. He won't have to shave or cut his hair. Him and his donkey like that grass. If he ain't laying down, he can sit on his ass. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill. You don't have to pay no laundry bill. His cash is low and his car's a wreck. He's going down to get a welfare check. March on down to the courthouse square and tell them folks they don't play fair. Clothes are something he won't need. Run around nude and smoke that weed. Don't have to work, there's nothing to do. Just make believe he's old kung fu. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill. Don't have to pay no electric bill. If he gets hot, he'll get cool. He'll go jump in the swimming pool. If he gets cold, he'll be alright. He'll have himself a three-dog night. He'll have everything he needs. He's got an extra stack of seeds. Hippieville, Hippieville, down the road and over the hill. You don't have to pay no electric bill. Down the road and over the hill. You don't have to pay no telephone bill. Down the road and over the hill. You don't have to pay no laundry bill.
Thank you. I run into this marching group right outside of some big city. It was led by a preacher and some old teacher, and a whole big mess of them hippies. They said they was out marching for equal rights in our society where they belong. You got 20 foot of this bunch of fellas, you could tell they was really coming on strong. Now this one big hippie kept banging his gums about being a flower child. I don't know what kind of flower this feller was, but that fragrance sure was wild. Now he ain't too smart, but he thinks he's sharp from them crazy clothes that he wears. But I think the thing that really bugged me most was them rollers that he had in his hair. This one big hippie what that sign was on his back. He said peace, but the darn thing looked to me just like some American chicken track. Then I asked about that fancy chain. He said, "Dig, man, that cost $20. Well, I think that fella really ought to bought a cheaper chain than one of them $2.95 flea collars. One of them hippies, he was carrying a sign that read, "Make love, not war." I'm still trying to figure out what in the world that hippie's carrying that darn thing for. How he'd qualify for either one, man, is a sure enough mystery to me. Now what do you do with a hippie with a Castro beard that's wearing a 36C?
Okay, let's get back to business here. Oh man, I am so wasted. Oh man, I'm not wasted. No, I am not wasted. Wish I was, but I'm not. Okay, anyway, I'm retired. I can't afford to be wasted. Let's see, we started out this song with this set with something called the Hippie Song. I mentioned before, I looked it up. I looked it up in YouTube, Hippie Song. And I know I at least found 20 of them, and probably half of those were not about hippies at all, and the other 10 are waiting for a, let's just call it a disciplinary necessity, you know what I mean? Hippie Song, It'll Never Happen Again, was Lenore, just Lenore from 2007, Flower Punk from Zappa and the Mothers, an early thing from them. I think that was Rolling in It for the Money. How do you get rid of a hippie in a country western bar? Joe Ritchie. And yes, that works, but not all the time. Redneck Hippie was Wayne Mills' band. Wayne left us about 5 or 10 years ago, and I'm sorry, I like this one a lot. And saw some of his other stuff that impressed me as well, so thought you'd like to know. Wild Bill Cooksey on the chart label, the Mississippi Hippie. Hippie from Mississippi was Chesley Carroll, and then proud to be a hippie from Mississippi was Rod Keith. Yeah, that Rod Keith. And then the Mississippi Hippie from the Electric Toilets from 1970. And that means, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 Mississippi Hippie songs in a row. It's come to that, kids. I'm the only hippie in Muskogee, which is, I believe, in Oklahoma, so that doesn't count. C. Dean Draper, that was. Hippieville itself got a couple of songs that say how bad hippies are and stuff. We had to throw them into, even though they're full of shit. Hippieville was Alvy Self, and then Guy Drake, the Marching Hippies. Oh, yeah, that's all we did back then was march and smoke. Well, I don't know, that's all I did. All right, never mind. Anyway, I got a few more for you on the way out the door. Do not hurt yourself on them. What was I going to tell you? I didn't have anything else to tell you. I will mention this, that the hippies were, the dirty fucking hippies were right. On that, I'm just going to leave that right there. See you later.
neighbor to keep with the trend.
Somehow become a pejorative. Peace is no pejorative. Peace is essential to the survival of the human race. And those who advocate for war are a dangerous and fearful group who should be marginalized and disavowed. War is always the last choice. The dirty fucking hippies were right. Rising. The polar ice is melting at alarming rates. The climate is changing in irreversible ways. Our survival as a species on this planet is on a precipice. The science on this is clear. Humans are now in trouble. Because of our reckless stewardship of what we dominate, we have polluted this fragile jewel that hangs in space, our only home. The food we buy is contaminated. The toys we give our children as presents for Christmas are tainted with poison. The water we drink is rife with carcinogens. The fish in our seas, lakes, and rivers are so full of mercury that it's only recommended that we eat them once per week. We have now come face to face with our own extinction. I hate to say we told you so, but the dirty fucking hippies were right. We've elected sociopath after sociopath for the last 30 years to every level of government. Many of them slaves to corporate parasites that gorge themselves at the public trough, while the most vulnerable people in our society, the sick, the young and the elderly go wanting. Billions of dollars in profits are being snitched up at the expense and suffering of our neighbors by the jackals that comprise our pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies, both of which pipe their diagnostic wisdom and their fake concern right into our homes via TV and radio commercials. These legal drug dealers now sell their wares with impunity, and the insurance gamblers perform a slick game of three-card Monte right in our living rooms. Most of these drugs have a list of caveats that would make even the most dishonest used car salesman blush. And the insurance hustlers change the rules of the game just when it's time to pay up. Profiting from the suffering and pain of others, profiting from human frailty. Universal health care? It's too expensive, we're told. Gas bag talking heads on TV and radio have been complicit in this deception while being handsomely compensated for their assistance. I'll say it again. The dirty fucking hippies were right. Big box discount stores descend upon small towns in America like alien ships filled with cheap products bought at low prices from countries that pay their workers slave wages. Plutocrats love this business model. Mom and pop shops can't compete with prices set by these huge corporate parasites. And to no one's surprise, many small businesses in these tiny hamlets fail, leaving small towns filled with empty storefronts, and even in some cases forcing these same small business operators to go to work for the very people that ruined their livelihoods. Small town America is subsequently decimated by this invasion, often helpless in stopping it. Wall Street has cannibalized itself. Still hungry, feeling the pangs of their greed, they've now come to the government for their daily meal. And still, without a hint of irony, a spokesman for this ravenous tribe mounts a soapbox and has the temerity to rail against the evils of socialism. Turns out the socialism is for them. The capitalism is for us. Abby Hoffman once baited these banksters by throwing cash onto the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. To no one's astonishment, they demonstrated their insatiable greed. The gluttons couldn't help themselves. They stopped trading, got on their knees, and swept up the free loot. Wall Street should have been reined in long ago. I'll say it again. The dirty fucking hippies were right.